in April, and it showed patterns of what they call underparticipation among minorities and women that might exist in among the federal employee population as they do in the private sector.
That's right, and this is a follow-on report. As you said, it does exist in the private sector. There was a study done last summer by Ariel Investments LLC, which is a firm that focuses on minority issues. They asked Hewitt Associates to take a look at a lot of employees in 401k plans, primarily Fortune 500 companies, to see what their voluntary participation was in the 401k plans. So they looked at nearly 3 million employees in 57 different plans and found that there was a significant participation distinction. Two-thirds or 66% of African-American employees participated in their private sector plans, while 77% of white workers in those plans participated. So that caused Senator Herb Cole to ask OPM to take a look at what's going on in the federal plan and if there's any carry through on that. Now, there's an interesting part of the federal plan, which is, you know, for FERS employees, it's a three-part plan. Two parts are mandatory, one part's voluntary.
Yeah.
Those two mandatory parts are guaranteed going to produce equal outcomes. But that is not the case with the TSP, which is voluntary. It's based on first of all, whether or not a person participates or not. Second of all, how much they decide to put in. Third of all, if they're picking up the matching contributions. And fourth, of course, what their investment choices are.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of this deals with that come, what, August, not mandatory participation. That's the wrong way to put it.
It is.
You're checked in to the program. You will automatically be part of the program unless you say, I don't want to participate.
That's right. Automatic enrollment,
yeah.
We are calling that, and that will be in August. But before that, OPM did take a look at Senator Cole's request at the TSP and found that this pattern does exist in the TSP, although to a significantly lesser extent.
Mm-hmm.
And these materials are available on Ariel's website, and you can just Google, and they'll pull it. Or maybe you Bing. I Bing now.
Right.
I don't Google anymore.
and
there are a couple of press releases that are up that talk about this. So when they looked at the federal plan, when OPM did, they found that participation, of course, is much higher in the federal plan than in other plans. We've kind of known that. But even with the breakdown by race, we find that 82.5% of minorities participate, while 87.8% of non-minorities participate.
Hmm.
So all groups participate at a higher level, and the distinction is less. Moreover, one interesting twist is that women participate in the TSP at a slightly higher rate than men. That's not the case in the private sector.
Really?
Yeah. However, the study did show that women are contributing less dollars but have a higher participation rate.
Hmm.
Now, that may be that their income levels are lower, and one of the things that we've always known is that income level does have an impact on, first of all, whether one makes voluntary contributions, and second of all, how much one makes.
And in fact, there's in this report, which we have linked up on Dorabeck Insider, you can see the numbers and participation rates. We have they break it down both by age, because it also shot. Surprise to nobody, younger people contribute a lot less than people, and it goes, you know, starting at your 30s, the numbers start to really spike up, and by the time you're in your 50s and 60s, people are really participating in pretty significant numbers. Be nice if they started earlier, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, everybody wants to get participants in plans like this to contribute from day one, because we all know that's the dollar where compound interest
yeah.
really works its
magic.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do to reach out to folks to encourage them? I mean, you can't make them, of course.
Right.
The voluntary part of this, having them participating unless they choose to not to, is one part of it, I would guess. But are there other ways you can reach out to folks?
Well, I think a lot of it is just as we've talked about here on this show, it's fine to repeat things because sometimes it takes a while to get through. And I think that that's what you're going to hear a lot of over the coming years, the importance of contributing what you can and contributing early. I know that OPM said it intends to address this issue through its financial literacy activities to educate employees. We conduct a lot of financial literacy activities out there as well. In fact, I just checked and saw that we've booked over 200 training sessions out there at the various employing agencies for this year already. As the plan administrator, though, our goal is first to act solely in the interest of all of the participants in the plan, and second, to encourage all eligible employees to participate in it. That's the only way that employees of the federal government are going to obtain the matching contributions and tax benefits provided under FERSA. So I think the education can go so far, but you've got to get people out there to listen to it before they learn that it's in their self-interest. But that is the fundamental reason why, rather than just continuing with the education approach, we asked Congress in 2008 for the authority to automatically enroll all new FERS employees in the TSP. Give them an opt-out opportunity, but let's get them in there, let them know it's a good thing to get in there, and they have to take the action to get out of it if they're going to say no.
And remind people of what the auto-enroll is. It doesn't enroll people at a 10% level. It's the matching part.
That is correct. Exactly. It's all geared towards getting people to contribute at least 5%.
Yeah.
So that legislation was enacted last year. We'll be implementing it this August. What we will do initially is sign people up at a 3% contribution level. That's the dollar-for-dollar level. Anybody who, after being automatically enrolled, says, I don't want this and I want my money back for 90 days, you can get your money back and close out your account. We believe that this type of structural improvement will increase participation for all cohorts, all groups in the plan, and we're unaware of any studies that are done indicating that minorities will opt out at higher rates than non-minorities. So I think this will really have a big impact across the board on the TSP. And one very good thing that we did notice in the OPM report, every cohort, even among the minority cohorts, except for the under age 20 group, which we think is a very small group in the federal workforce, all are contributing at least 5% on average.
Yeah.
So that shows that message from the employer has gotten through. Contribute at least 5% and you'll pick up the matching money.
And for those young people, go do even if it's a token amount. I mean, do you have a minimal amount that you can do?
I
mean,
if
you
just it's a dollar.
Yeah. I mean, if you just do 1%, you figure out how to work that into your life, and that magic of compound interest just is remarkable.
That's right, and that's the key in getting it out of the first paycheck, because we all were young once, and we know that when you get that first paycheck, you start relying on every dollar you've got.
Yeah.
If it's withheld from that first one, you've never seen it, so you won't miss it.
I had a person who always said, "Pay yourself first." Pay yourself first and then pay everyone else, but pay yourself first.
Yes.
And that's important, Tom Trabucco, of course, the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift.